G'day, Mito.
G'day, Slats. G'day, TK.
You're looking forward to the final round. It got underway last night. What did you make of the Storm getting over the Broncos?
Yeah, well, probably Melbourne had a little bit more to play for, and, you know, it wasn't too unexpected that Ben Hunt was missing for Brisbane, the, you know, key playmaker, and I know they said he had a cork tie from training earlier in the week, but I think it was probably pretty prudent of Wayne Bennett to rest a couple of players last night and get them fit for the finals because they can't move anywhere beyond first or second.
Right, can't wait for tonight, mate. It's going to be a crackerjack game. Let's hope the weather clears. $1.33, the Roosters, the Rabbitohs. $3.40, a big watch on Greg Inglis, while Sean Kennedy-Dow is expected to play for the Roosters.
Yeah, it's very difficult to get into the mindset of the clubs now that the Roosters are locked in as minor premiers in South. They'll finish 5th, 6th or 7th and they will play a qualifying final in Sydney. So from both teams' point of view, tonight's game on ladder position is really inconsequential. So there'll be temptation for both coaches to rest players and it's a wet night. So it's a really difficult one to pick. But I guess on form, you'd have to say the Roosters don't want to lose momentum going into the final. So I'll tip the Roosters to win.
All right. Penrith will take on Newcastle. $2.45. Penrith, $1.57. The Knights.
I've counted 13 first-grade regulars missing for Penrith through injury. Unfortunately, it looks as though the Panthers are going to be saddled with the wooden spoon this year, and I think Newcastle will win that game just based on the fact that no Soward and no Cartwright from the team that was beaten by Canberra last week. It's going to be a real uphill battle for the Panthers.
Yeah, it will, unfortunately. Now, the Dragons up against the Tigers. This is going to be at ANZ Stadium tomorrow. It's the 5:30 game, and the odds at tab, $1.70 the Dragons, Tigers $2.15. They'll be wearing purple socks, and that's to raise awareness of pancreatic cancer.
Gareth Widdop, no show for the Dragons with a quad injury, which is a big blow for them because he's...
You're back, mate.
In the middle of tipping the Dragons to beat the Tigers, even though Gareth Widdop won't play.
Okay. All right, we've got that down. And now we're going to the Titans. No, sorry, the Cowboys, $1.24 favourites over the Titans, $4.25.
Yeah, another game where the Cowboys locked into third. So they will play they'll play the Broncos next week, next Friday night, most likely. And Cowboys will win, but Paul Green will be also tempted to rest maybe Jonathan Thurston, maybe Matt Scott for this game.
Eels up against the Raiders, mate, at Pirtek. This will be the 2 p.m. Sunday match. And the odds there, Parramatta 160, Canberra 240.
Yeah, fairly difficult one to pick, but the Parramatta side, their form over recent weeks has been quite strong, and I think it'll be a tough one for the Raiders to get up after playing Monday night football. No Jack Whiten at the back for them, a couple of injury concerns as well. I think Parramatta can finish the season on a winning note.
And the Sharkies, they need this one to get back into fourth position. Their favourites at $1.47, and the Seagulls are $2.75.
Yeah, well, the word at Manly this week is that their application to training hasn't been all that close to 100%. So I think Cronulla have got way too much to play for, and I think the Sharks should win.
And, mate, the final game, don't forget there's no Monday night footy. The final game will be a 6:30 game on Sunday afternoon. 6:30 game Sunday night, quite obviously, Mido. Bulldogs up against the Warriors. Bulldogs are starting to look good.
Yeah, they are. And once again, the Bulldogs will know their equation going into this game. They'll be locked in to a most likely a Sydney final next weekend. And so again, Des Haslam may want to rest key players. I wouldn't tip the Warriors with your money. I wouldn't back them with your money, TK.
No.
Canterbury
if you can get any
comfortably.
Of it.
No, I've got plenty too, don't worry.
Get on your Mido, that's it.
Thanks, fellas.
You have a great week. We'll talk again next week as we run into the finals. David Middleton.